Yesterday morning, as I was walking around my neighborhood, I saw lots of Christmas trees tossed on the curb, dried up, used up, stripped of the magic that only a few nights ago probably filled that home. I got kind of sad and melancholy. I wondered, is the magic of the season already gone? Truth be told, it was hard to get into the holiday spirit this year in particular. With so much suffering among us, with our nation under siege by despots and our energies taxed by fear and outrage, how does one recover the spirit of generosity, the spirit of hope that accompanies the holidays? Well, it wasn't an easy Christmas, and I suspect many of us were not ready to be in the festive mood. We have been focused on resisting, having a hard time watching the news and staying engaged. We have been marching, protesting, organizing, and bracing ourselves to withstand wave after wave of attacks against this country's most fundamental human rights. Some of us have retreated and found more contemplative ways to preserve our sense of self, balance, equanimity, grounding ourselves in meditative practices and artistic creations that breathe life into our days. Most of us try to do whatever helps to keep us on the path towards wholeness, towards beauty, towards compassion, and hope in hopeless times. And some of us have been pulled into a downward spiral where we feel our losses piling up and magnifying, losing a sense of connection to our loved ones and to our communities. As hard as it was to get into the holiday spirit, I desperately, urgently needed more than ever to feel the magic of Christmas. But even as I contemplated the discarded trees, I also knew that they had witnessed families reuniting, laughing and crying together. They had witnessed forgiveness, reconciliation, people stripping themselves of arrogance and regrets, gifting each other a second chance to once again rekindle the light of love. Here at Star King, as early as Thanksgiving, we were busy creating the magic of the holiday season. In the face of injustice, we resisted by reaching out and giving generously to our friends without homes being served at South Hayward Parish. In the face of anti-immigrant rhetoric and Muslim bans, we went to Las Posadas. We marched through our neighborhood in the spirit of radical hospitality and sanctuary for everyone. At Hanukkah, we lit the menorah and received the blessing of the lights as we sang together, "Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out." At the solstice contemplative service, we gathered here by candlelight to reorient ourselves in the darkness of winter and welcome back the light. For Christmas Eve, we delighted in carols and the sharing of the light. For the new year, we reflected upon time, and today we reflect on the three kings and three or four or five queens, and their journeys filled with uncertainty and no assurances of how they would get through the hard times, much like today. How will we get through these hard times? The celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany, Three Kings, or Día de Reyes, is a tradition that I remember as filled with magic in anticipation of gifts, sweets, and the warmth of families gathering to retell the story of the Magi following the star. On the eve of January 5th, children place fresh grass and a bowl of water under their beds to make sure the camels know where they are, and so the kings drop their presents off. so they won't miss their house. My mother and I have celebrated Three Kings Day holidays in Chile, in New York, in Boston, in Puerto Rico, and now in Hayward. While living in Puerto Rico, I learned to appreciate this holiday even more. There is even a city, Juana Díaz, dedicated to the Three Kings. The Three Kings are considered even more magical than Santa, and families believe in their power to heal, to repair broken hearts, to bring families together, to help people find jobs, to save them from danger, to help them with recovery and bring back hope into their hearts. Neighbors gather to cook together, to wrap small presents for the children, and they set aside time to share testimonies of all the healing and all the prayers that were answered. They write their wishes and intentions on a small piece of paper, and after praying and singing over them, the papers are burned as people continue to sing and exchange gifts. I love this holiday so much because people get a second chance. People get a chance to share the miracles, those little miracles that are part of our everyday lives. The miracles that bring healing to our loved ones, that sense of belonging to a community that will be with you, especially during the hard times. I like to offer you my testimony of Three Kings. It is joyful, even though it makes me cry, because it's so joyful and because my heart is filled with gratitude. So every year, for almost 30 years, I have been writing the same prayer on that little piece of paper, that my son and his father would be reunited. I had tried to do everything in my power to bring them together so they could repair their relationship. But sometimes all you can do is pray and have a friend listen. Even when I lost hope, I still prayed. I still asked the kings and the universe to make this reconciliation possible. I knew that this weighed heavily in my son's heart. It did in mine. Today, I'm happy to share with you, with my community of faith, that the prayer was answered this December. Yeah, it involved time. It involved patience. It involved forgiveness, humility, letting go of regret, letting go of fear, reaching out, asking for help, and not hesitating where there was an invitation, when there was an opening for that second chance. And I share this good news with you because my heart is filled with hope renewed. And I share this with you because we are in desperate need of good news. Amen?
Amen.
We all carry heavy burdens in our hearts for ourselves and for our loved ones. Sometimes we lose hope. This is the great gift of community, kindness, companionship, and people that will hold hope for you when you can't. People that will pray you through the tough times. Now that is not magic. That is the miracle of love. In our own imperfect, beautiful UU tradition of inclusiveness, we create a way out of no way, with rituals that reaffirm our love and care for each other, for our community, for our Mother Earth, and which nourish our spirit of wonder that illuminates our souls. We make time outside of ordinary time to connect with our best selves, with our loved ones, and find power in the beauty of nature, in the light of a star. Oh yes, This time around, we all needed a little Christmas, a little Hanukkah, solstice, Three Kings. We all needed a little cheer and renewed hope this year. Lynn Unger, poet and UU minister for lifespan learning, writes, "There is something in my little Jewish UU heart that is reaching out towards Christmas this year. I'm not doing well with Santa and jingle bells and presents under the tree, but I might just find my way into the Christmas spirit of a little family, finding warmth and comfort among the friendly beasts. I'm trying to work my way," she says, "eventually to the Christmas spirit of the wise men who trusted that there was something out there, although they didn't know exactly what, that was worth looking for, who didn't really get that this was totally a different kind of king and brought in presents fit for the kind of king that they understood, but who didn't walk off in disgust and bewilderment when what they had sought for so long turned out to be a baby with the kind of power that babies have, not the power of kings. What I am hoping for," she continues to say, "is what I am aiming toward is the Christmas spirit of the shepherds, ordinary guys doing the most ordinary things, just out on the job, keeping an eye on what needs to be watched. These guys, these plain, extraordinary guys, get their sheep together and go out to look for a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth. Maybe," she says, "maybe that's the Christmas spirit I'm looking for, the spirit that in the face of terror and confusion is willing to entertain the possibility that wonder could be in the mix of it all, the spirit that is willing to be amazed and curious and brave enough to say, let's go see. Let's go see, even when the instructions aren't very clear and you don't know the road. Let's go see. Let's go see together." End quote. The story of all ages today introduced us to Befana, the old woman who is too busy to accept the invitation, too busy to stop, to think and look at the people and camels and elephants right in front of her, too busy to get involved in such silly things as following stars and embarking on uncharted journeys and the beginning of a new adventure. I don't blame her. Would I have stopped doing what I consider my important work to follow this bunch of fools? I, too, probably would have thought, I ain't got time for that. I, too, probably would have swept my curiosity under the rug and consider myself too rational, too mature to believe in all this stuff. And I, too, would have regretted not going. After a while, when the noise of the caravan could no longer be heard, when the dust had settled and normalcy returned, I probably would have ran after the Magi, hoping for a second chance. Befana missed the opportunity to go to Bethlehem, to join the choir of angels, to be among the amazed shepherds, to contemplate the newborn king. I suspect not all the shepherds got to go, or their wives. Somebody had to watch the rest of the sheep and cook. Somebody had to do the ordinary, everyday things that also have magic embedded in them as well. So while Befana missed the opportunity to be part of that one big famous story, she wrote her own with her daily life, a story that appreciates housework, sweeping or vacuuming, baking, visiting, knocking on that door, showing up, bringing a little sweetness and a little magic into people's lives. A story that searches for new life and the rekindling of possibilities. Missing the opportunity to see the one baby means that she now chooses to visit every child, to see every child as holy, and to receive the blessing herself of giving them the gift of the work of her own hands, her warmth, her presence, her love, her light. I know many of us have given and received this past year the gift of someone's presence in our lives, the gift of caring for a loved one, of showing up when they needed us. Some of you have traveled many miles to be with loved ones who are suffering, in trouble, afraid, uncertain of the road ahead. This uncertainty is multiplied in the public spheres as we wonder and worry about the direction our nation is taking. What will it take to reorient those on the path of hatred and destruction? Where do we find our guiding star? Will we get a second chance? Bafana teaches us that even when we miss the boat, the big event, when we hesitate because we really can't see the magnitude of what's at stake, because we're too scared, too busy, too tired, too something, we still get a chance to find the magic and reorient ourselves towards the spirit of generosity, compassion, and eventually joy. That second chance, it's in all of us. Even when we initially feel regret and replay the event in our minds over and over, if only I should have, I could have, if only. We can choose the path of shared journey and community where we not only get a second chance, but where we might even get a third and a fourth, and a fifth, and more. A chance to see that star of wonder shine in each other's eyes. A chance to journey together in order to reconnect to our best selves. A chance to witness and experience the power of unconditional love and to find purpose and dignity in our lives. And in all the gifts that we offer this world, music, poetry, love for our animal companions, gardening, weeding, making a meal, making somebody feel less alone, showing up. Whatever your gift, we here in this community accept it, celebrate it, receive it gratefully. You are our magic. You are our miracle. You are our light. And I want us to invite the spirit of the three kings and three queens and the light of the universe and the love of this community into our hearts. And I want to invite you to participate in a brief version of some of the rituals that we do at Three Kings. Let's call it a guided journey meditation. First, we share out loud, as we are comfortable. We share with each other the blessings that we have received during the year. What are the gifts that you have received that gave you back hope, that made your heart sing, that filled you with wonder and gratitude? Friendship. Family.